Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. I'm so grateful for everyone who's joining me from different social media platforms to hear this inspirating, motivating, empowering moment that lasts for 15 minutes where I encourage you in your walk of faith. On Favor Life, the process of there is a there place where we are walking by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. When God calls an individual, a family, or a nation for his glory, he gets the glory out of them. That there places that Abraham walked, that walk that sees like God, allows us to see by his spirit, by his sight, into the things that he said, and to believe him for it, even when it does not yet appear, and know that it's going to come to pass because God cannot lie and he cannot fail you. That place and that process of there, it's also that place where we experience God by having the faith of Abraham, receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and the blessings of Abraham are upon our life. That favor on our life is that favor with God and man, and we want God's favor. We want his life. We want the process to make us ready for our tomorrow and everything that God says so that we can be fit for the master's use and be someone that is a light and hope to someone else who needs to see it in this time and this age. I'm going to encourage you today in the press, that place of pressing. We're going to talk about that and be encouraged in that place of pressing. Everything comes to stop us from pressing. Everything comes to hinder us from pressing. Everything comes to get our attention and steal our attention away from the press, away from the place and the thing that God has said. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if we resist him, then the Bible lets us understand and know that he will flee from us. But we think of sometimes that the place of resisting him is the great temptation of what he comes. But there are small things that the enemy does. He uses to get us off focus, to bring confusion, to bring chaos, to disrupt our day, to disrupt our plans, to get us off so we're not able to hear God. We're not able to move in the things that God has called for us to move into and even hear what the next step is because we're so frustrated or we're off focus or something has happened to just steal our day or steal our time or steal our attention and takes us away from what God is saying. But when we resist the devil, recognizing his plan, recognizing what his motives and the things that he does to steal, kill, and destroy, whether it's subtly or it's a big, big blow, we understand and know that the enemy is not stopping his pursuit and trying to hinder us from the things that God has said for us producing and moving in the things that God said or having the things that God has said is ours. So we have to be sharp. We have to be wise. We have to walk in discernment. We have to listen to the Holy Spirit putting on our whole armor so that we can stand against the schemes of the enemy because he schemes and he plots and he plans and he gets us where he knows we're at. When we look at the book of Philippians, that it talks about pressing towards the mark of a high calling, pursuing the goal and the prize that God promised to us, that place where we are mature and we are not thinking like we used to or acting the way we used to. And this is the place where we need to press. And the reason why we need to press there is because when we mature in areas of our lives, the enemy cannot deceive us. He cannot cause us to fall in those places where we have allowed maturity to come there, where we've allowed growth to come there, where we've allowed God to stretch us. And he no longer can steal our attention in the places that he used to, get us frustrated the way he used to, cause us to miss the mark or miss what God is saying, miss doors and opportunities, miss places where God wants to give us favor or miss handling things that God wants us to be entrusted with, because the enemy knows how to use a weapon that we've always failed in to that he can now use against us. So in our pressing towards the mark, it is a place of growth and maturity. It is a place where we're seeing and possessing a prize in God, not just eternally, not just the things that are promised to us, but things here in the earth where we need God to help us accomplish those things, whether it's in our marriage, our with our children, and our career, and ministry, and our finances, and our health. And we have to be able to hear what God is telling us in our press. And so that we can gain the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, as well as the instructions and the strategy. The enemy keeps us from that place of press. He keeps us from that place of obedience, because he understands that our faith and obedience are keyed together. They're locked together. Our faith and our obedience are those things that unlock doors, that causes God's favor and blessings and rewards and goodness to be seen and unto us. And when we obey God in all that he says, whether it is rejoice in the Lord and always, and again I say rejoice, that is a command. That is a place where we respond in obedience. It is a place where even if the word says don't worry, that we respond in obedience by faith to his word. And in doing so, we command and we cause the enemy that has come after us to flee, because we're now making everything come subject to the command and the obedience of God's divine will, his word, and his purpose. So our pursuit of God, our pursuit of obedience, our pursuit to walk in faith and not by sight, and to allow God's divine will to be done, causes the enemy to be scattered, and every weapon that he brings and tries to bring to us to be destroyed. And this is how we know that we are pleasing God, because we are walking in obedience and we're walking in faith and we are pursuing the heart of God, the things that matters to him, his word and his will. And that in itself makes and causes us to have growth, because we're applying that. We're just not doing works. We're applying what we're hearing. We're applying the truth. We're applying the life of God, the word of God, and it is causing us to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord. It's causing us to have understanding in all of our getting. It's causing us to get clarity in the instructions that God gives us and the word that he reveals to us, so that we're able to go in and possess the land, the territory, the spear, the dominion that has been given to us in our lives, in those areas of our lives, and do it for the glory of God, that he gets glory out of it. When we walk according to faith and not by sight in obedience to God's word, the enemy has to flee, because he has no ground that he can take. He has nothing that he can work with, because we're resisting him. We're applying the word. We're speaking the word. We're obeying God's word. And when we do so, in that press towards that prize, to that place that God has called us and the expansion of his divine will, we make and silence every lie of the enemy. We silence it and make it, bring it to an open show that it did not work. It did not prosper. It did not get rich at my expense in any area of my life, because I'm bringing myself subject, causing myself to be subject to the divine will of God in total obedience to his will. I'm not going to obey some things, but I'm obeying all that he says, and I'm doing with all of my heart by the leading of the Holy Spirit, that I might prosper in the word, prosper in what God has spoken, that will come to pass, that will manifest his divine will. And that's what we want, and that's what we need. The enemy doesn't want that, but it doesn't matter what he wants. Our goal, our prize is to press towards what God has said, to get what God has for us, to get what God has already said is ours, that's already been completed around his throne. And we're running this race with knowledge, with understanding, with wisdom, so that we can receive all that he has for us. The enemy does not want us to receive anything or walk in anything or become anything that God says. But we're not going to spend our life walking around in certain areas of our life in the same circles, the same, getting the same thing, producing the same results, and not having what God says. Now is the time for obedient feet to walk in the direction that God says, wholeheartedly in faith, saying, I will trust you and obey. I will believe your report. And when you speak, my whole heart says yes. We used to sing a song many, many years ago. I'll say yes, Lord, to your will and to your way. When your spirit speaks to me with my whole heart, I'll agree. I'll say yes. And that means that I'm going to say yes to you in obedience, submitting myself to you in every place and every area that I might gain and walk in and possess every territory and every victory that belongs to me and not leave anything behind that is mine, taking back everything that the enemy stole, even through the generations, all of it. I'm taking it back because my obedient feet in the directions of God brings the reward, brings the victory, causes doors to open up, makes known revelations and truth that are mine so that we can get and gain everything that God says and defeat an adversary in our press. We're growing in God, being stretched. That's why this pursuit, this place is a place of maturity where our faith is being made genuine. Our faith is going to be made genuine and it's going to cause the DOS, everything that comes that is not like God, to rise to the top. And that's where the enemy, the DOS is where the enemy likes to act. This is where he likes to come in and bring the frustration, the places where we're yet growing and maturing. And we're going to always be growing in God until the time that he cracks the sky. But we know that as we're pressing towards the mark, as we're moving in the direction of God's will, we're growing more and more in faith, growing more in the word of God, the word of faith, growing in it and understanding it, applying it, walking in it. And the principles of that truth, of God's truth, are being evident by the fruit that we're bearing in the spirit, by the life that we live that's a worship unto the Lord, by the places that God is causing his word to sanctify us, to cleanse us, to purge us, to make us whole, to cut away from us the things that are not like God. And in doing so, the enemy is fleeing because he's fleeing because the areas that he used to get us, the areas that he used to make us stumble, the areas that he used to make us fall or get us entangled or frustrate us or bring in confusion no longer works. We're learning our enemy and how he comes in to steal our day, mop the things in our day when we plan certain things and we've prayed about it. We know it's the will of God, but we're going to do. The enemy then sends the confusion, the chaos, the frustration through someone we know, someone we don't know, through a phone call or whatever to get us off track. And in doing so, he steals day after day after day because this is the pattern that we see. This is the pattern that keeps showing up. And he's stealing from us the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, stealing from us peace, stealing from us time because we spend too much time being upset, being frustrated, and we are wasting time instead of allowing God to teach us how to rebuke the enemy and resist him by and through the word of God and not allowing him to steal from us, but also the word of God, applying his truth, applying his commands to us. We have victory in the name of the Lord. We are overcomers in the name of the Lord. God is for us, and he's more than the whole world against us. So every pitfall of the enemy goes back to him. And you have to understand how to triumph in your everyday life against the weapons, even if they're small, that he sets to try to entrap us, entangle us, that are pitfalls to keep us in a place. Constantly doing the same thing over and over again with no victory, with no movement, with no ground being covered. God is allowing us to triumph in this season. And so because he is, we have to learn everything that he's telling us, learn how to apply the word of God, recognize our enemy, have the spirit of Issachar upon us so that we will know how to move and operate in this season, in this time, and the power and the word and the life, the truth, and the wisdom of God, so that the enemy will not be able to triumph over us, but we triumph in every place, in every area in our lives, in Jesus' name. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there on Blog Talk Radio. I'm grateful for all of you and know that you've been made more than a conqueror, that God is more than the whole world against you, and you win because Christ has already won. Be blessed. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week in Jesus' name.